Welcome to the Talk to Talk Club podcast, where I talk about anything and everything. If you've been listening to me long enough, you know my life is a series of random events that keep happening that I simply can't make up. Like last week, I recorded an episode that took me 2 weeks to write, and right after I finished recording it, my laptop decides to factory reset, deleting all my files and recordings. Personally, I thought it was one of my best episodes, but I guess my laptop thought different. At first, I was confused and upset, like a parent whose child just came out as transgender, or a black mother who found out her son is dating a white woman. And the episode I recorded was actually pretty funny. I was making jokes about Diddy and his allegations, plus his love for pink cocaine, which no one should be surprised about, because when you're that flamboyant and flashy, you don't do regular cocaine like a commoner, because that's for failed actors and college kids. I also had jokes about R. Kelly and how ironic the man who wrote Age Ain't Nothing But a Number is now serving 20 years for sexual crimes against a child. I guess he found out age is more than just a number. It's the difference between serving 20 years and being able to walk within 30 feet of a school. The only place where age ain't nothing but a number is Thailand and Hollywood. Why do you think Nickelodeon and Disney directors have been accused of touching more kids than a high school volleyball coach? But as far as R. Kelly goes, I'm pretty sure he'll be fine, because any man who can write 32 episodes of being trapped in a closet ain't scared to go to prison. Best believe it. Another unexpected event was my car dying the day before I had to take it to the mechanic. In that moment, I thought to myself, maybe it's karma catching up to me, but I wasn't sure for what. So I started thinking, maybe it was from telling all the women I didn't pull out when I actually did, for the simple fact that I didn't want to have kids with them, or because I voted for Trump. Who knows? But what I do know, the minute I jumpstart my car, not only does it turn on, but it locks with my keys inside. I remember being so angry in that moment, I couldn't even think straight. And as I descend into paranoia, I started thinking I was being sabotaged. Maybe it was the letter community seeking revenge for all the gay jokes. So I did what any smart person would do. Look under my car for glitter and vinyl records of It's Raining Men, but there was nothing to be found, so I had to rule them out. And I knew it couldn't be the Mexicans, because they would have just cut my brake line using a tortilla shell. So I put my thinking cap on, channel my inner Kanye West, and ask myself who could be responsible for something like this. And it came to me in a blink of an eye. When you don't know who to blame, just blame the Jews. Thanks, Kanye. Thank you. And speaking of Kanye, fun fact, he was the first person to compare Hitler to Jesus on national TV. And I know a lot of my Christian brothers and sisters were upset about this, but if you look at it from a rational, biological standpoint, he's right. Hitler has eyes, Jesus has eyes. Hitler has a nose, Jesus has a nose. Hitler has a mouth, Jesus had a mouth. So instead of being angry at him for saying this, we should be happy that Kanye finally figured out basic human biology. Let's not forget, he did have an album called College Dropout. That should tell you all you need to know. But I digress. Back to my car, I was able to get my second pair of keys, unlock my door, and take it to the mechanic to get it fixed. And you're probably thinking, what the hell does this story have to do with anything? Well, we often think life is linear, when in reality, we're going to have good days and bad days, and sometimes even bad months. But it's imperative to remember it's only temporary. And the only thing that's actually permanent is herpes and AIDS. And if you don't have either one of those, you pretty much can overcome anything. And if you like what you heard today, share it with somebody in hopes they will like it too. As always, like, subscribe, leave comments on new topics you want me to cover. Once again, it's the Talk to Talk Club podcast, and I'll see you next time.